Ed, where does Thanksgiving fall in your ranking?
Thursday. Oh, never mind.
All right, it's on a Thursday. I was going to ask you where it falls in your ranking of holidays.
It's a fave of mine.
Is it a fave? Is it like top five, top three, top two, top one?
Exactly. I'd say it's in the top two.
Ooh, what's number one? Arbor Day?
Arbor Day. God dang it, you. Used to be Flag Day. Now it's Arbor Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know, I love it because now there's been, I don't know, I feel like a lot of workplaces have formalized this idea of you get off Thursday and Friday.
Yes. Yeah, that's very nice.
Where you don't get that for Christmas even, right? Where Christmas is usually like the big holiday in the U.S., right? Usually have some time off, but you might just have a day off officially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where now it's like, it's pretty common Thursday, Friday, and you have that full weekend, which is great. So I like it. And there's not the, I think the additional stress of Christmas, which is like gift, you have to get the gifts together and all this stuff. It's like, you just get together, have a great meal with each other, hopefully with friends and family, enjoy that whole stretch of time.
Yeah, I agree. It's certainly the official kickoff to the holiday season seems to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then it's like a race to the end of the year, kind of all the things that come up and all the events and the parties and all the things. But we had mentioned in our last pod, Ed, that we wanted to have a little side dish for people.
A tasty little side dish.
And so this is a little one of our patented little mini pods where we're going to take a quick little dive into a new Prince related release of note.
What would that be, Jared? What's going on?
Well, on November 17th, 2023, musical icon, American hero, all around good egg, the legendary Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Released a covers album, not entirely covers. I shouldn't say that. There's some originals on there. Titled Rockstar. 30 tracks. Oof. 30 tracks.
A lot of tracks.
Where Dolly dives into the world of rock and roll music. And she does all kinds of songs in there. She covers Zeppelin. She covers The Police, Heart, Peter Frampton.
There you go.
All kinds of things. But she also covers none other than our old friend Prince and his classic
Jughead.
Purple Rain.
Oh, never mind. Purple Rain, right.
Purple Rain. And we thought it would be fun for a little holiday side meal to just maybe do a quick review of Dolly's cover of Purple Rain.
I think it's a great idea. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So yeah. I have a couple of little mini facts and figures. Like, as I said, this album just came out last Friday. As of this recording, it would have been last Friday and November 17th. And the impetus for the record was because Dolly was going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And then you might have heard this. When Dolly was nominated, she initially turned it down.
She's not a rock and roll artist.
I'm not a rock and roller. I don't really do any rock and roll. I don't think I should be included in this. But then she, after a lot of people were saying, no, Dolly, come on, you're the queen of the world, we want you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she relented and agreed to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then declared that she would record and release an album of rock music to sort of justify her inclusion.
She's the best.
She's the best. Dolly's the best. Dolly's the best. And if you don't like Dolly, you can shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Go sit at the kids' table at Thanksgiving.
And Dolly haters.
Dolly haters. Who hates? There isn't anyone who hates Dolly.
I hope not.
So Dolly, she banged out all of these covers over the course of this last year. She has a murderer's row of guest stars. Hmm. You know, Ann Wilson, Sting, McCartney and Ringo are on a track. Peter Frampton, as I mentioned, Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is on a track. All of these people, Brandi Carlile and Pink are on a track. So here are some, as I said, this album just came out, but there are a bunch of reviews already. who is this? This is American Songwriter Magazine, which is a pretty good magazine. They gave it a 5 out of 5 stars.
Dang.
Pretty good. The Guardian, being grumpy Brits, they only gave it 2 out of 5, and they called it Endless Karaoke. Whatever.
Oh, man,
come on now.
It's like a dream of mine. Endless Karaoke. Forget about it. That's like,
I mean, that's your whole life. That's where you're going to be. Also from the UK, the New Musical Express, the NME, they gave it 4 out of 5.
That sounds right.
Yeah, pretty good. That sounds good. Queen of Country Throws Up the Devil Horns is the title of the review.
Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. The Financial Times, someone who I also don't think we've ever referenced on this podcast before. They gave it 3 out of 5 stars. Pretty good. Mm. And something called Far Out. I'm not sure who Far Out is. Sure. They're out of the UK. They gave it 4.5 stars out of 5.
Wow.
Really loved it, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool. And then I also found this. You know, Dolly is a native of Tennessee, as you may or may not know. That's where Dollywood is, of course. Have you ever been to Dollywood, Ed?
I have not. I've not been to Tennessee. Never been.
Oh, you've never been to Tennessee? Never you haven't been to Nashville?
Nope.
Oh, we're going to have to get you there. Nashville is an awesome town.
I've heard nothing but great things about Tennessee. I've never got down there. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to get you there. It's a beautiful place. And Nashville is a great town for music fans. Well, Dollywood is Dolly's, you know, theme park that she has in Tennessee. But she did an interview with the newspaper, The Tennessean.
Okay.
And they talk about all kinds of things. I think it's notable to say that prior to just giving you this little bit of information, on this huge collection of 30 rock songs, she has all of these really cool guest stars and collaborators on every single track except for Purple Rain.
Interesting.
Purple Rain is just Dolly and her band. And I think that's pretty interesting. And so going back to this Tennessean interview, this is what she had to say about it. Quote, for her cover of Prince's Purple Rain, Parton's spirituality took the spotlight. Even though Prince passed away 7 years ago, Parton said that the essence of two, quote, little gaudy songwriters and kindred souls in tight, fancy clothes combined on the album's only solo performance. Dolly said this, quote, I felt like I was singing Purple Rain for and to him as if he was in the booth producing the recording session. It was a magical moment.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Dolly's a queen. Dolly's a queen.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. So here, should we play a little snippet of
it? Let's play a little bit of it. Yeah.
Let's play a little bit right now of Dolly Parton's kind of incredible cover of Purple Rain.
I think you said it right. It's an incredible cover. I mean, it starts off, we just walk through the song a little bit and then we'll just kind of go back and forth, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, with this one. Sure.
So it starts with just organ. So it doesn't, you know, you think of a lot of cover versions of this, they have to emphasize, which makes sense because it's so iconic, is that guitar opening. She starts with organ. So it's just organs playing. And I love the guitar quality to the song generally because they don't try to replicate Prince's tone. It's almost Stevie Ray Vaughan-ish the way it's like that heavy echo effect on the guitar. So I love it. I love that they went in that direction with it. Her vocal is so good. It's just so good. There's these harmonies that come in. She uses this choral group backing vocal approach, which I think is incredibly effective. And she kicks it like where you expect, like, okay, how's she going to handle I Never Wanted to Be Your Weekend Lover? She kills it. Kills it, y'all. And it kicks in. There's some twink, like little Hammond organ in the back, which I think is really, really well, like subtle and well placed. The choral group comes in full effect in the second chorus, which you expect. That's kind of that always that triumphant second chorus where everyone sings along. And she certainly honors that idea. And I think she delivers on it. really great emotion, I think, vocally for her in that last verse. Just so good. Times are changing. I think she does such a great job with that. And then I like that she doesn't, if you think about the Prince version of the song, he just screams. Like there's that sort of peak of that last verse. She doesn't go there.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to need it. I'm not going to try to do that. I'm going to bring my whole group in and we're going to sing that last part together, which I think is a really smart choice there. We move to the beyond that to the epic guitar solos that we think of when we think of Prince's version of this. And I love that the guitar is kind of underplayed.
It's totally underplayed. I agree.
It's underplayed through the whole quote unquote solo version part of the song.
Yeah.
She lets the vocal shine. There's a lot more vocal brought in. The chorus singing, the choral group singing Purple Rain in harmony over and over again, a very gospel-y take to it. I love her vamping. I never meant to hurt you, baby.
Yeah.
It's just, I got emotional. I've read some posts where people said I've listened to it and I cried a bit. I got to say, when we got to the outro, I got really emotional. I thought it was incredibly well done by her. So tip of the hat to Dolly. What would you expect from her, but anything but less than this? So well done. What were your thoughts on it?
I echo everything you say. I mean, I think that it's interesting. It opens with that Hammond organ, right? That's how it starts. And I think right away for me, I was like, oh, this is a gospel song. We're making this a gospel song. Mm-hmm. And I think hearing that quote from Dolly, where she was sort of focusing on her spirituality, which is certainly where her and Prince could connect. She makes this a plea for, I don't know, for understanding or for something. And it feels like, it feels to me like she's trying to reach him on the other side. I think that you're right on the money. You cannot replicate Prince's guitar tone, so don't try to.
Right.
So Dolly doesn't. Dolly leans on what her great gift here is, which is her vocals.
Yeah.
You know, Dolly is 77 years old.
Oof.
And her vocal power remains completely undiminished, in my view.
Agreed.
And, you know, even like you said, the I never wanted to be your weekend lover. And I know times are changing. I mean, it's not pretty. Dolly gets a little dirty in that. Like it gets a little rough in there. It gets a little raw in there. You know, she lets a little rasp and grit come into her voice, which is really just great to hear. And I think she really does beautiful justice to this song. You know what it made me think of, Ed? I don't know if you're familiar with this track of Dolly's, but in 1977, she released an album called New Harvest First Gathering. And this is after like the high point of Jolene and all that stuff. But she released a song then called Light of a Clear Blue Morning. Which I never, it's an awesome song. It's awesome. And I guess that's my little musicology for today. But if you've never heard it, it just occurred to me that that's sort of like Dolly's Purple Rain in a sense.
Interesting.
You know, okay. And I'm not a Dolly scholar, so I can't say like where these songs fall in like the rankings of Dolly songs. I mean, Jolene is the big one that everyone knows, but and I Will Always Love You. But Light of a Clear Blue Morning, if you haven't heard it, I really recommend you give it a listen, maybe over this holiday weekend. It is sort of the inverse of Purple Rain, and the quality of Dolly's voice then, 1977, nearly 50 years ago, compared to today, hasn't changed much at all.
Wow.
So I give that recommendation to you, but I think that Dolly so does this song justice. I think it's very telling that it is the only song without any collaborators.
Absolutely.
You know, there is, you know, we mentioned last week on the pod about how, or, you know, the last episode about how, are the big famous songs that people close with really their best song?
Yeah.
And maybe that's a debate we'll have later on down the road about Purple Rain. But its majesty cannot be denied. And, sure. And Dolly certainly captures it beautifully. The instrumentation is really well done. That choral effect that you mentioned really does add to the gospeliness of it.
Yep.
It makes us feel like we're in a revival tent, or you know, we're in a church somewhere out in the mountains. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it is moving, and it's a nice thing to have over the holiday weekend to give this a listen and to have Dolly send this out to Prince. I think
I agree 100,000,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I didn't listen to this whole record, but I did check out some of it. She does another one that really stands out. She does Night Moves with Chris Stapleton.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of a banger.
Little Bob Seger.
Little Bob Seger. She does Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me with Elton John. I listened to that. She does Heart of Glass with Debbie Harry. Pretty cool. What else did I have? There's Purple Rain. I also listened to, she does You're No Good from, you know, that was famous.
Oh yeah.
Linda Ronstadt,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
But she does it with Emmylou Harris and Sheryl Crow, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
It's very fun. And like I said, she does Let It Be with McCartney and Ringo on it. That's also pretty cool.
I was going to mention this on our last pod because we, you know, with Piano Microphone, there was a little taste of Purple Rain. And as I'm listening to it, and I think of that because you brought the Bob Seger song. I know like Prince famously went out to the guys from Journey and said, hey, I have the song called Purple Rain. I think it sounds a little bit like Faithfully, right? And they were like, oh, no, cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I honestly think Purple Rain sounds a lot more like Against the Wind.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
The wind, Purple Rain. And he purportedly was some, I don't know if he was involved with the Bob Seger tour or whatever, but he was like, I gotta write a song like Bob Seger, like does the arena tracks, right?
Yes.
Like anyway, sorry, this is something I was gonna mention on the last pod and I forgot. So you know me, I gotta get to my equal time speaking.
Please. I want you to have as much time to speak as you want. Do you feel like I dominate your time?
Are you done talking? No, I think it's fine.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
Anyways,
I guess I don't want to speak for Ed, but I will because that's what I do. We wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, folks. Have a great and wonderful and relaxing time for our friends here in the U.S. and hopefully folks outside of that area. If you find some time to be with family and friends, and definitely find some time and sit back, get some good quality alone time, and give this song a listen if you haven't yet. Because I think, and tell us what you think of it. I hope you have the same feelings that we had and others. I've certainly seen other folks already talk about it, even on our Facebook page. Jared, people are already mentioning Bonnie. And others have said they got emotional listening to this song. So I'd be curious to hear other folks' take on it.
Absolutely. Dolly is the queen of the world, and we love her.
We love
her. And we say, again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We are thankful for you.
Absolutely.
For your listenership and for sticking with us through this very strange and goofy adventure that we're on.
Yep.
And we hope everyone is happy and safe and healthy and enjoying good food and good family and good friends and some good music, some good tunes, y'all.
Got that right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're not going to be back this weekend because of the holiday, but we'll be back the following week with our take on originals.
Originals, yes.
Yeah.
We'll be back then. Cool. Awesome. Cool. So until then,
may you
live to
see the
dawn.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Everybody.
Bye. Happy holidays, people. Bye. See you.